we're going to talk about tonight is insincerity. Does it bother you when people are not sincere with you?
Yes.
We call it fake or fronting, putting on, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Sincere means free from dissimulation. Now, when I read that, I thought, okay, well, what's dissimulation? Dissimulation is to hide under a false appearance, to wear a mask, to pretend. That's dissimulation. To be sincere means free from dissimulation, pure, honest. A person who is sincere is real, true, and genuine. Just like you and I despise the insincerity, the fakeness of someone else, imagine how God feels about it.
Wow.
Because He knows our heart.
Yes, sir.
He not only knows what we do, but why we do it. And here in Malachi, he talks about that a little bit. Chapter 1, verse 7. Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? If ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for showing us in your word what you want us to see. And Lord, I ask that you would help us direct our thinking tonight. Lord, help us to see what you want us to see in ourself. Lord, I pray that you would help us to make change where needed. Lord, ultimately, so that we please you in the things that we do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to seek you. Help us to realize our desperate need for you in our life. I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Israel was being ritualistic in their menial efforts to conduct these sacrifices to God the way that God said to do it.
Right.
When you read through God's word, you can't help but to see how that God is, He's interested in small details.
Yes.
You see that when he gives Moses the way to build the tabernacle. The way he was to construct even the attire for the priest. Can't think of the word. Very clear in how that Moses was supposed to do it. And the Bible says that when after God gave all this to Moses, that Moses did as God commanded.
Amen.
Exactly like he wanted him to do it. Even with your children, you give them specific instructions and you want them to follow through with the way you told them to do what you told them to do, right? Well, God does too.
Yes.
And here in Malachi, Israel, just to give you the time frame, Israel had just rebuilt Jerusalem, the wall of Jerusalem, and the temple. This was after approximately maybe 100 years or so after they were turned loose from the Babylonian captivity and given permission to go back to Jerusalem, rebuild the wall, rebuild the temple.
Yeah.
And so they have had a period of years from that time where, if you remember, they had a great revival under Nehemiah.
Yes, sir.
And Ezra.
Yeah.
Right? Because during the time of captivity, they didn't have the opportunity to conduct these burnt sacrifices. Mm. They didn't have the scrolls even. And we know that because after when Nehemiah or Ezra had picked up the scrolls and read them, the Bible says the people wept.
Yeah.
They hadn't heard that in a long time.
Right.
And so there was great revival. Then time went by.
Mm.
That's where we are now, here in the book of Nehemiah. Okay? They were still doing their regular sacrifices. That's evident, as we just read. But not like God said to.
Right.
And not with the right heart. Instead of bringing the best sheep, they were bringing the ones that they hoped would die anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To literally bring a calf that had a snotty nose and all kinds of issues and couldn't walk very well, and to bring that to God.
Right.
You would think that they would realize that God saw what they were doing and why they were doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that we might be doing something similar.
Sure.
We still go to church, but many times out of obligation, instead of a genuine desire to worship God and learn more about Him. So I have a question for you. Why are you here tonight? What is the purpose for coming? Why'd you come? Could it be that the only reason that we come is to appease our conscience? Maybe to answer someone, yeah, I went to church. I go every Sunday. In fact, I go on Sunday night. So that we feel good about ourselves. But I have to admit to you, there are times, more often than not, that on Monday, I can't tell you what Brother Tommy preached on. I can't tell you what I preached on. Why is that? Can you? I think sometimes we come out of obligation. We don't want that phone call. Instead of giving our undivided attention to God every morning, we hope to catch a few minutes on the ride to work. Instead of giving God 10% of our income, we tip Him. And think that we're doing Him a favor. Then we look back at the Israelites here in Malachi, and we see that they were bringing the sick and the lame for a sacrifice. That doesn't even match up.
No.
With the word sacrifice.
Amen.
It's not a sacrifice for someone to take one of their sick cattle and bring it to God and kill it and conduct a burnt sacrifice. That's not a sacrifice.
Right.
Remember what David said. When it was time, Brother Tommy read it this morning. When it was time to offer a burnt offering to God to stop the dying of many people in Israel, David told that fella, I'm not gonna let you just give it to me because it's not a sacrifice if I don't have to pay something.
Yeah.
If I don't lose something, it's not a sacrifice.
Well, it's not us.
What we're doing is we're bringing the sick and the lame. When we don't give God our undivided attention. Remember what the first commandment is? To love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength. Can I tell you that many times I'm guilty of not doing that? We've grown cold and insincere in our worship and our service to God. What do you sacrifice to God? I know we don't do the burnt sacrifices now. You don't have cattle, and that's okay. It's not necessary. That's not necessary. But I believe that we should still be sacrificing something.
That's right.
In fact, there are things in our life that may not even be bad. In other words, they're not a sin in and of themselves.
Right.
But yet they are distracting us from doing what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Those things need to be sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice is giving up what you want so that someone else can have what they want.
Mm.
That's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
It's evident in the scriptures that Jesus, when he asked God for plan B, he didn't want to do that. But he did.
Yeah.
He sacrificed his will for the will of the Father. And Jesus told us, we read this in Ephesians chapter 5. He told us men to love our wives just like Christ loved the church.
Sir.
That means sacrificially.
Yes, sir.
Unconditionally. Giving up.
Mm.
Hold on to your hats, men. Giving up what you want so that they can have what they want.
Right.
That's sacrifice.
Mm.
Sacrifice is an act of offering to God something precious.
Mm.
That's why Jesus told his disciples, some things only come by prayer and giving up.
Yes.
What we want,
mm.
so that he can have what he wants. I was talking, Jeanette and I both were talking with a couple in recent years about marriage. They were struggling, had been struggling. And everything turned around for the better.
Mm.
When he made an honest sacrifice.
Mm.
Just one.
Mm.
Just one. He made an honest sacrifice out of love for her. And it changed everything.
Amen.
There's something about sacrificing that brings a a closer walk with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I give up something that we want, and again, it doesn't have to be something bad. Those are clear that they need to be given up.
Yeah.
Anything that's sinful or wrong ought to be omitted.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about things that are not in and of themselves bad, but yet they become bad because they get in the way of our walk with the Lord. Those things are the things that we need to focus on tonight, on sacrificing. Sometimes the things that have our attention strayed away from God need to be addressed.
Yeah.
By the way, if God doesn't have your attention, He may take away what does.
So true.
Including people.
Yeah.
So what has your attention?
Mm.
Do you spend the amount of time you should with God? If not, there's something there that is taking that attention.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it may not be sin. But if it's taking your attention away from God, and especially repetitively,
yeah,
that needs to be sacrificed.
Yes, sir.
What is it that hinders you from personal Bible study and prayer alone with God? Sleep? TV? If it's the noise and the bustle of the world, then there's an answer for that too. Get up before they do. And I know sometimes that doesn't work because of our schedules and the way our job requires. I get that. But there's got to be a time,
yes, sir,
where God has your undivided attention.
Yes, sir.
It's difficult. You can pray when you're driving down the road. I do sometimes. But I cannot give God my 100% undivided attention driving down the road.
True.
I got to give some attention to driving down the road. Right? It's hard to give undivided attention to God when there's people around making noise and calling your name or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to give God your undivided attention holding a phone in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off.
Yes.
Put it in another room.
Mm.
All I'm saying is whatever is getting your attention at the time that you ought to be giving it to God needs to be sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, if your eye offends thee, pluck it out.
Mm.
He's not advocating that we reach up there and literally do that. He's advocating do something drastic.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize, I got a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
This is causing an issue between me and God and the time I spend with Him. All I'm saying is I feel like I don't know about you, I just know that with me, it's easy to get distracted.
Yeah.
Not just one time. The devil is not looking for one victory.
No.
He's looking for consistent victory that leads up to total destruction of you and I.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Total destruction.
Yes, He is.
He's not just looking for a bite. He wants the whole meal.
Yeah.
So when we get distracted one time, there ought to be a red flag that goes up.
Mm-hmm.
If we get distracted repeatedly over and over and we're not reading our Bibles regularly and we're not studying His Word and looking, hungering after it, something's wrong. So I just want to encourage you to become sincere all over again.
Mm. Yes.
In your walk with God.
Lord, help us.
Make the sacrifice that you need to make. Do it today. Tomorrow may not come. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for pointing out the things that we need to see. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be sincere. Father, help us to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, our mind, and our strength. Lord, guide us to do that.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. You need to come for prayer. Please do that.